الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program of this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes that you could, of course, look at later. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on charity. I believe I did a class on this before, but this is like a number two class of the same topic, or part two of the same topic, because it seems like people get more and more away from helping other people and giving in charity, free from anyone like showing off for people. And so you're doing it because out of the goodness of your heart that you're giving to other people. So I want to go over again or remind my students about this particular very important topic. And you're gonna turn to your Quran, Chapter 14, verse 31. Again, chapter 14, verse 31. And you're going to read along with me. And it basically is talking about the establishment of two things, Salat and prayer. It says, "Tell my believing servants to establish prayer and donate from what we have provided for them, openly or secretly, before the arrival of a day in which there will be no ransom or friendly connections." And so you can read this again later, this particular verse later. You could go to a neighborhood place, a Muslim place of worship, and ask the leadership there to clarify even more what this particular verse means, or what they call tafsir, the explanation of the verse. Why was presented, and basically what it means. And so let's get into what the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said about charity and about giving. And he says, and one of his companions said, that the Prophet Muhammad said, "Whoever obeys me obeys Allah, and whoever disobeys me disobeys Allah. Whoever obeys the ruler obeys me, and whoever disobeys the ruler disobeys me." And one of the things that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encouraged us to do is what? Is to give zakat, is to give charity, to helping other people. And this is on the way in which we obey him. He encouraged us to do so, and we follow and we obey what he encourages us to do. And so, and zakat doesn't always have to be money or charity. I'm going to use the terms interchangeably: charity, zakat, sadaqah. They basically mean the same thing. And so, it was narrated by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he said, and this has really nothing to do with money, just doing this thing, and that is freely, no cost. Your smiling face of your brother, to your brother, is charity. Commanding good and forbidding evil is charity. You're giving directions to a man lost in the land is charity for you. You're seeing a man with bad sight is charity for you. In other words, helping a man who is a woman, whomever, blind, just guide them so they won't hurt themselves or bump into anything. It's a form of charity. You're removing a rock, a thorn, or a bone from a road is charity for you. You're pouring what remains from your bucket into the bucket of your brother is charity for you. Not one time did I mention anything about money. It's not always about money. It's just a smile, something on the road, removing from the road, someone is lost, tell them how to get to where they're going, removing thorns or rocks or bones from a road that won't harm anyone, a form of charity. Giving someone from your bucket into their bucket, like water or whatever it is, it's charity for you. So you're gaining all this blessing from Allah for simply giving charity, and it has absolutely nothing to do with money. So no one can say, "Well, Imam, I don't have any money. I can't afford it." And so this kind of excuse that you use not to give charity, when what I just said is that you can give charity to a person, and it has absolutely nothing to do with finances. Also, I want you all to know this. It was narrated by Abu Huraira, one of the Prophet's companions. The Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, "Every day two angels come down from heaven, and one of them says, 'Oh Allah, compensate every person who spends in your cause.' And the other angel says, 'Oh Allah, destroy every miser.'" So which angel is going to pray for you? What you're giving, and an angel has to compensate you for your giving for the love of Allah, or are you the one keeping your money and being the miser, and the angel said, "Destroy this individual"? I have mentioned to you all before, and you probably remember this from previous class, or you go through your notes, is that three people on a day of judgment Allah will not look at. And they're destined for the hellfire. And that is, one of the people is a person who is rich. And they say, "Oh Allah, I gave my money and my riches to the people so that I can help them." And he said, "You lie. You want the people to call you a great giver? They call you that. Basically, you got what you wanted." And so the Allah will command this person be drugged or dragged on their face to the hellfire. And then the same thing for a person who is a soldier fighting in the city. He's fighting the cause of Allah. He wanted people to call him this great warrior. They called him, again, "You're a liar." Drag him to the hellfire on his face. And then, of course, a person who is a very educated person, he said, "I taught the people what I knew." No, you taught the people, you wanted them to call you this great scholar. And they did that. And again, he would command this person to be dragged away on their face to the hellfire. So be very careful to make sure you're doing things for Allah and not doing it the showing off for people. And I'm going to move on, my beautiful students. Also, it was narrated by Abu Huraira, one of the Prophet's companions. He said, "A messenger of Allah, may peace upon him, said, 'Giving sadaqah.'" And he said, "Enjoin giving sadaqah." This is one of the things that he said. He encouraged us, enjoin us giving sadaqah, giving zakah, giving charity. Again, these are basically saying the same thing, but I won't go into details because that's a whole nother class of each one of these things. But he enjoins and pushes and asks us and requests us to give charity to others. Let me move on to the next one. Also, it was related by Abu Huraira. He said that he heard the Messenger of Allah say, "Whoever spends on a pair of things in the cause of Allah will be called from the gates of paradise. O slave of Allah, this is good for you. Paradise has 7 gates. Whoever is one of the people of prayer, of Salat, he will be called from the gate of prayer. Whoever is the one who, one of the people of Jihad, will be called from the gate of Jihad. Whoever is one of the people of charity will be called from the gate of charity. And whoever is the one of the people of fasting will be called from the gate of Riyad. That's the gate of fasting. Abu Huraira said, it was one of the companions of the Prophet, is there any need for anyone to be called from all these gates? Will anyone be called from all of them? O Messenger of Allah, he said yes, and I hope that you will be among them. I pray Allah that those students who are listening to me, that you are that person that Allah will call you from, or gates from all the gates are calling you. The gates of jihad, the gates of charity, the gates of fasting, the gates of making prayer, that all these gates call you, or just one of them call you. Just give me one, I'm good. But all of them call me, I will be a very, very happy person, a person on that day, doing things for the cause of Allah and for my sake. Not for the sake of Allah, because Allah doesn't need us, for my sake that I did these things. Let me read something else to you that you are going to find the first part, I guess, a little bit strange. But let me read the whole thing and it'll clear things up for you. So just pay strict attention to what I'm about to read to you. Because the first part you may say, I don't know about that. But let me finish the whole thing. It was narrated by Abu Huraira. He narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, a man said, I am going to give some sadaqah or charity. So he went out with his charity and put it in the hand of a thief. The next morning, they started talking about how charity had been given to a thief. Then he said, O Allah, to you be praise for the thief. I am going to give some charity. So he went out with his charity and gave it and put it in the hands of a prostitute. The next morning, they started talking about how charity had been given to a prostitute. He said, O Allah, to you be praised for the prostitute. I am going to give some charity. So he went out with his charity and put it in the hand of a rich man. The next morning, they started talking about how charity had been given to a rich man. He said, O Allah, you be praised for the prostitute, the thief, and the rich man. Then the message came to him, as for your charity, it is accepted. As for the prostitute, perhaps it will keep her from committing zina, meaning having sex with someone she's not married to. As for the thief, perhaps it will stop him from stealing. As for the rich man, perhaps he will learn a lesson and spend from that which Allah, the Almighty, the Sublime, has given to him. So I pray that you all get the gist of this story, from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. It's very beautiful. I know you're probably aghast a little bit. He gave to a thief. He gave to a prostitute. He gave to a rich man. Why would he do something like that? But Allah accepted it. Allah accepted him giving it to these people, and perhaps it will change them. Or the person will, as the thief will go out and steal, he may keep him from stealing. Prostitute may not go out and commit zina or have sex with someone outside of marriage, and maybe it would change her. Or the person who is rich, instead of him or her holding the money to themselves, you giving them money, perhaps it may change them. And they also may follow suit and start giving money to other people like you did. So this is a lesson for them. So don't be put back and say, no, I'm not giving anything to them. No, you don't want to do that. You want to give to as many as possible. Perhaps you will have a positive change upon the individual. And the last one I want to read to you regarding charity is Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace of peace be upon him, said, On every joint of a man, there is charity. On every day when the sun rises, doing justice between two men is charity. And assisting a man to ride an animal or load his luggage is charity. And a good word is charity. Every step which one takes towards the masjid, the place of worship for the Muslim, our prayer is charity. And removing things from the way is charity, or out the way or the path is charity. So I pray to Allah that what I just read to you all is that you will reestablish in yourselves first giving to others and charity, and encourage others to give to others and give in charity. Not to show off or anything like that, and maybe be dragged on your face like a bitch about the man who said I gave Allah, but I was a rich man and I gave for your cause. And Allah said, no, you're a liar. You didn't do that for my cause. You wanted people to call you a rich person and they call you that, or a giving person and they call you that. So be very careful, my beautiful students. Share with others. Give to others. And don't do it for showing off. You want to be called to the gate of giving, of charity in paradise. That's the gate you want to enter. That's one of the gates you want to enter. Or the one that you doing things for the cause of Allah? Are you fasting for the cause of Allah? Are you making prayer that's for the benefit of you and not to show off for anyone else, and you be called from that particular gate? So please, my beautiful students, I suggest you listen to this episode again, other episodes too, and then start putting into practice giving and helping other people and being more charitable. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class, or 10 Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.